Hi there, it's Jillian, and I want to tell you about Jillian on Love Plus, your way to get even more Jillian on Love each week by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. You can access exclusive bonus episodes with extras including answers to your most burning questions, advice on all things dating and relationships, and much more. Check out the link in the episode description for more information. Hi there, this is Jillian on Love, and I'm on a mission to teach people how to completely revolutionize their romantic relationships by transforming the relationship they have with themselves. So whether you are in a relationship, single, or heartbroken, I've got you covered. I'm Jillian Turecki, certified relationship coach and teacher with over 20 years experience helping people transform their relationship with themselves through their bodies, breaths, and mind. I have coached and taught thousands of people to become better versions of themselves and change the way they show up for and within their love lives. Today's episode is titled, The Three Tough Questions to Ask Yourself Before You Get Serious with Someone, Before You Start a Real Relationship with Someone. I've said this before, but who we decide to spend our lives with is one of the most important decisions that we will ever make. And I certainly have not made that decision with that in mind before. I made the choice to partner with people in the past, and some of them have been great relationships, some of them not so much, but based on emotions. I mean, that's what we do when we're younger. And choosing someone emotionally is part of the deal because it's really about how we feel when we're around them. But if it's a relationship and we want it to be long-term, we also have to use a little bit of logic. And we can't just go by our feelings because sometimes we will have very strong feelings for the wrong person. And so this concept of choosing wisely is so incredibly important because what I will tell you without a shadow of a doubt that I see the most is that people make really bad decisions when it comes to their love lives. Now, we are meant to get it all wrong. No one teaches us how to have a great relationship. No one directly teaches us how to pick our partners. No one teaches us how to communicate and repair. No one teaches us how to love ourselves, even when someone has stopped loving us. We do not learn these things in school. We learn them indirectly from our parents. And so we are meant to make mistakes, but that doesn't mean that we don't learn from the mistakes. And part of learning from the mistakes is learning what to do better next time. And this is what I feel. And what I am so deeply committed to is helping people choose more wisely. And because most people, and I really do mean most, choose poorly because they're choosing based on butterflies. And they don't consider what is essential for long-term partnership. And the biggest problem with dating today and why so many people are like really struggling is that too many people are too willing to get naked with each other and not willing to have conversations with each other. And so they are finding themselves in really emotionally draining and unhealthy situations, quote unquote, with people who are totally wrong because of that willingness to get naked without having these important conversations. And then next thing you know, we don't have our boundaries, we're not protecting our heart, we're tolerating less than we deserve, or we're just too fearful to have conversations around expectations, goals, dreams, and boundaries. And so people are finding themselves in things that don't last, that break their hearts, and that make them feel bitter about the dating world. And another thing is that in the dating world, there's just way too many superficial values. It's like how much money you make, what you look like, the whole swiping culture. It's not that these things are meaningless, but it's the dating culture of people are not going in clear about what they deeply, deeply value. And there's, again, no conversation about boundaries, a lot of ego has so much to do with external validation. And then you see that you're not getting matched with people and then you feel badly about yourself. So instead of actually approaching dating with an intention to build deep, meaningful connection with someone and to sift through a lot of no's before you say yes, they're wanting things immediately. They're wanting to go fast. They're not wanting to have the conversation. And they're valuing their own pride and ego versus valuing connection and the things that are essential for long-term partnership. So if you are single or if you are starting to date someone, like, because these are really the three tough questions you have to ask yourself before you get serious with someone. So this could be someone that you're dating and, you know, you want to take it to the next level. You could be totally single and this is something to ask yourself even before you get into the dating world. But these are the questions to really help you, because the only way anyone is going to survive in the dating world right now is you've got to be extremely real and authentic and very value driven. So you have to know what it is that you really want. In other words, what are your goals for a relationship? And this isn't actually part of the three tough questions, but I guess we can add this. And this is like the introduction, but it could be four tough questions. What are your goals? What are your long-term goals for a relationship? If what you want is long-term partnership, then you need to be looking for different things than if you just want an adventure, an affair, or something casual, which is all fine. But you have to get very, very clear, because what I'm seeing over and over again is people who want long-term partnership are matching and dating and getting into complicated situations with those who want something casual. And so much of this could be easily prevented if we communicated, if we had boundaries, and if we got very value-driven when we are out there in the dating world. And you cannot strategize to try to get someone to be more into you. This cannot be about validating your worthiness. You have to actually have a high standard and get your self-esteem to a place where you can actually say a lot of no's before you say yes to someone. That's how high your standard has to be. And it's not about perfection. It's not the laundry list of all the things that the person looks like on the outside and what their job is and all of that. It's about values and goals. Because for long-term partnership, you need to figure out, do you want a relationship that's built on family and connection? Do you want your long-term goals to be about peace? Like, do you want to just have, like, really enjoy just long walks and coffee with your lover? Or do you want more adventure? You need to figure it out. And so getting very clear on what your goals are about relationship and very clear about what your long-term goals is essential, because guess what? If someone does not share the same long-term goals that you have when it comes to building a relationship, that relationship is not going to work. It's really that important. And we don't think about this stuff when we're young, but as we get older, we have to, if we want to, because there's no version of love that does not come with the risk of a broken heart. We are giving someone essentially the power to break our hearts when we love them. And that's just a reality. But there's so much unnecessary pain that could be prevented by actually becoming wiser, value-driven, and discerning people out in the dating world and communicative. So what are your long-term goals? Once you have that clear, these are really the tough questions to ask yourself before you really get serious with someone and you commit to someone and you commit to investing your precious resource, which is time and energy, into them.
Jillian on Love is sponsored by BetterHelp. There have definitely been times in my life where I needed to go to therapy. You know, I just felt like my thoughts, my brain activity was getting in the way of my joy and of my peace. And therapy can be a way that helps you figure out what is holding you back from moving forward in any area of your life. Therapy is also very helpful to develop coping skills. It's helpful just to get things off your chest and to talk about feelings that perhaps you've been repressing for a long time, you know, and those repressed emotions can definitely make us sick. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, whether it's to help you through a particular dark time in your life, whether it's just to help you make some really important life choices, whether it's just to get some things off your chest, give BetterHelp a try. It's 100% online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/onlove today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/onlove. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe. Have you ever had an experience where right before a really important event or even a date, you have, or a job interview for that matter, you have a breakout? And the reality is that we know that acne can really get in the way of feeling confident in our skin. And that's why I'm really excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. All you do is simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create your customized treatment plan. Through Apostrophe, you can also get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even back, chest, and butt acne. I know for me, my overall skin goals is just to always have clear, vibrant, healthy looking skin. What's amazing about Apostrophe is that you do have access to experts. You do have a tailored treatment plan, and there is no in-person appointment or trip to the pharmacy needed. So it's just so easy. So we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/onlove. And when you use our code onlove, that's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/onlove, click get started, then use our code onlove at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Number one, how have my insecurities, and these are insecurities based on whatever trauma you have, whatever past you have, how have my insecurities sabotaged in any way my past relationships? And what do I plan to do about it now? This is a really tough question. We have to be really honest about the ways in which we have struggled with self-esteem, with self-worth, with our insecurities. And we have to be very honest with ourselves about the ways in which our insecurities have interfered with emotional closeness and connection. And then we have to have a plan, if it's not already in action, on how we plan to manage those insecurities. And certainly if it's a self-esteem issue, I have a lot of episodes on that. I've dedicated a good chunk of this podcast on self-esteem because I believe it's epidemic. And not only do I get so many messages asking me to address this, but so many of the questions that I do get are questions that convey and reveal a self-esteem issue. So we all have insecurities. We all have our stuff. And we want to make sure that our low self-esteem is not attracting not so great people into our lives. So before you get serious with someone, you need to know yourself. You need to know your
relational behavioral patterns that are rooted in your insecurity, because they're usually rooted in all of our insecurities, and how they interfere. And you need a plan and a commitment to learn how to deal with that better, whether that's therapy, whether that's exercise, whether that's all of the above, whether that's learning new skills of communication, whether that's enforcing certain boundaries or having conversations about boundaries, whether that's learning how to be more vulnerable and to share these things rather than to internalize them and then try to hide from them. So that's number one. The second tough question that we have to ask ourselves before we get serious with someone, before we decide, I like them, so they're for me. We have to ask ourselves, am I aligned with this person as far as our need for autonomy? And you can relate this to attachment styles. You can say, I tend to lean anxious. Are they avoidant? And it's going to create an issue if you don't talk about it. Saying that someone's anxious and the other person's avoidant is a little too vague. It's like, to what degree have you been talking about it? Have you had your first argument about it, and how did you work it out? But it's really important, because it is a big decision if you have a lot of anxiety to go with someone who has a tendency to be avoidant, and vice versa. You two are definitely going to have your work cut out for you, and it could be incredibly transformative if you're both really down and willing to do the work to overcome that and to become more secure with each other. You know, this is something to consider. And as far as autonomy is concerned, you know, if you are someone who likes a lot of autonomy and you're with someone who doesn't, that's going to create some problems, and vice versa. So how we relate to our independence and alone time matters. And there's definitely lots of people who are in relationships with those who require a lot of alone time, and they're totally fine with that. So it's not about you need the same amount of alone time. It's, are you aligned in how much time you have together, togetherness versus separateness? Are you cool with that? Because if you're in a relationship with someone who needs a lot of alone time and you have plenty of other things to do with your life, and you may not need as much alone time, but like, it's not threatening to you, that's fine. But you do have to have some alignment there. And that's really important. And that's something that I don't think people consider enough. Are you okay with the amount of togetherness and separateness that the two of you live your lives by? And does that work for you? This episode is brought to you by Miracle Made. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? In fact, I woke up in the middle of the night last night way too warm. So if you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. First of all, they're inspired by NASA, and they use silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. It is a dream. And also, did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat, which is absolutely horrifying? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. It's just gross. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets, which is amazing. They're also incredibly comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands, and they feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some 5-star hotels. So go to trymiracle.com/Jillian. to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo Jillian at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com
BetterHelp.com/Jillian and use the code Jillian to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's TryMiracle.com/Jillian to treat yourself.
Number 3, a lot of people base their decisions on how they feel about someone. Oh, I love them. It's all about how you feel about the person. I'm so attracted to them. Oh, I like the way they do this. I like the way they do that. And not enough people ask themselves, how do I feel when I'm with this person? Because many people will go for the person who they feel strong feelings towards, which you need, obviously. But they don't check in with their bodies and they don't check in with themselves and ask, how do I feel when I'm with this person? Overall, generally speaking, how do I feel about myself? How do I feel in my nervous system? How do I feel psychologically? How do I feel when I'm with this person? Because a long-term relationship is long. And if you don't feel great in the beginning, before you're deciding whether or not this is someone who you're really going to, you know, want to commit to, or you're really wanting them to commit to you, because sometimes we get so obsessed with being chosen, we get so obsessed with getting the commitment that we forget to ask ourselves if we actually feel good around them. And when it's really early, the first, you know, 6 months, and you don't feel great around them in the first 6 months, there's a problem. Because life does get hard and there's going to be times where you go through a hardship and you might not be feeling so great. And so you need that foundation of, yeah, I feel really good about me. I feel really good when I'm with this person. It's not just my attraction for them. It's not just my need or desire to be in a relationship. It's not just how I feel about them. It's how I feel about me when I'm with them. So today is a little bit of a shorter episode, but this is really important because I get questions all the time. How do I survive the current dating scene? Like, do you have any dating hacks? Yeah, choose wisely and be a person who is clear about their long-term goals, relationship goals, who is clear about themselves and is willing to show up authentically and not try to be anyone other than who you are, and to be extremely value-driven. You don't want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't share the long-term goals and what's really most important. And then before you get into a serious relationship with someone, you got to ask yourself these tough questions. How have my insecurities really interfered in the past? And what am I willing to do differently this time? Are we aligned as far as how much autonomy and togetherness that we want? Does it work? And number 3, how do I actually feel when I'm with this person? And how do I feel when we're apart? Anyway, that's it for this week. And if this episode really resonated with you, I'd love to hear. You can email me at hello@jillianonlove.com. I'm also always love to hear your requests for episodes. You never know whose life you could be changing by hitting send. So please share this with anyone who you know who's single and who could really benefit from this. And once again, I thank you for listening. And until next time.
Jillian on Love is a Q-Code production. Executive produced by David Henning and Steve Wilson. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Editing and music by Will Tendy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.